This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's been a big week for farmers and food on Capitol Hill. Both the House and Senate Agriculture Committees have passed separate versions of the Farm Bill, which is overdue for renewal. The Senate gets a new crack at it on Monday. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark has been checking the latest.
The biggest issue in both the Senate and the House has been around the size of the federal food stamp program. It's grown by a lot in the last several years. About one in five Americans receive food stamps at the latest count. Many of these people are elderly or working poor families with children. So in the House, there's concern that people are becoming too dependent on food stamps. And in their bill, they've proposed more than $20 billion in cuts to the program. The Senate has proposed smaller cuts, about $4 billion.
And where does the Obama administration come in on this?
Well, we spoke to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack this week, and he argues that food stamps are a source not just of help to those in need, but a big economic stimulus. He says it helps farmers, obviously, who are growing a lot of that food.
And as more people can buy more at the grocery store, that generates opportunities for grocers to increase employment. For those who truck produce and product to grocery stores, those in the processing and shipping and packaging and warehousing of food products.
Vilsack says that every dollar spent in the food stamp program generates $1.84 of economic activity.
Marketplace's Chrissy Clark, thank you.
You're welcome.